Heart of the Sky, written by Fiona MacArthur and read by Caroline Lee. The dedication reads, "To the courageous women and men determined to be well after breast cancer diagnosis, and those who support them." Prologue, Coffs Harbour, New South Wales. The 1 o'clock sea change clattered the palm leaves outside Tess Daly's window, and she absently reached for the scraps of paper lifted by the breeze. The rat-a-tat of bare knuckles on wood lifted her head. Tess barely recognised the blonde grinning at her from her office door. She dropped her pen with a clatter and stood up. "Sissy Garling?" Tess practically bounced away from her desk, meeting Sissy halfway across the room as they collided in a warm embrace, laughing. Tess took a step back, shaking her head in amazement. "You look like $1 million. And indeed she did. The last time Tess had seen Sissy, she'd been drawn, thin, and her beautiful swathe of hair had fallen out from beneath the white turban she wore. She had the same smile, though. The thought brought a beam of pure happiness to Tess, and with a pang, she realised she hadn't felt that emotion for a long while. "I've just come from Beauty and Tresses." Sissy twirled and brushed the wave of sculpted hair off her sun-browned forehead. "After travelling in a motorhome for a year, I needed a good grease and oil change to celebrate coming home." Not quite a year. Tessa's frozen heart lurched as she remembered that Sissy belonged to her old life. Sissy had waved goodbye as she left on her recovery mission with her husband in their Winnebago after her last visit to Tess. The day Tess would never forget. Sissy conjured a gift from her bag and nonchalantly slapped it on the desk. "I've brought you a calendar. Our last big stop was Broken Hill. Love that place. We're going back. You and your husband should go." Tess stared blindly at the glossy photograph of the white Flying Doctor Service, FDS, aircraft against a red paddock. Didn't see the patient on the stretcher. Just felt the crack in the wall she'd so successfully soldiered on behind for all this time and wondered if she'd actually fall to the floor. She put her hand out to lean on the desk and swallowed. For the first time, she wondered if this pretending to be a live thing was actually working. Then she heard her own voice, as if nothing had happened. Could even feel her mouth pull into that smile she hid behind every day.